The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
A few years ago, a woman came to me, a woman that was not particularly religious. She had come to me and asked if I would say certain prayers, tefillos, for her good health, because she has to go in for certain tests. I said, certainly. I took her name. I took her mother's name, and I promised her that we would say prayers daily for her in the shul, in the synagogue. She thanked me greatly. Right as she was getting ready to leave the study, she said, there's one more thing if I could tell you about it, Rabbi. I said, yes. Well, this has weighed very heavily on my heart. I want you to know that I'm divorced. And after I got divorced, I thought everything was going to be okay. But my son, one day, while he was living together with me at 19 years old, I found a little note on the kitchen table. That note said, Ma, I'm sorry. I don't think I will ever see you again. Doug. Without a moment's hesitation, she went into her bag. She took out a note. 10 years ago it was written, unfolds it, and shows it to me. She said, Rabbi, do you think there is any hope? Will I ever be able to find my lost son? Nobody has heard of him. Nobody has known anything about him. I've gone to all kinds of psychics. I've gone to all types of private eyes. Nobody has been able to turn up a trace on him. Is there any hope that you could offer? I told her, there is always hope. As long as a person lives, there is hope. There is hope in our hearts. Anything can happen. Hayat Hashem tiktzor es Hashem's hand ever too short to make anything happen in this world. And then just came to me. I said to her, whenever we lose something, when a person has a lost object that they're trying to find, we have a skula, we have a charm, a mystical charm, and that is from the great Rabbi Meir Balanes, one of the greatest rabbis of all times. What we do is we give a certain amount of charity, and then we say, Eloka de Rabbi Meir Aneni, Eloka de Rabbi Meir Aneni, the God of Rabbi Meir, please answer me, the God of Rabbi Meir, please answer me. She listened to the words. She said to me, is that what I should do? I said, well, you could do it. I believe in it very strongly, and there are thousands and thousands of people around the world that do this when they lose something. I wrote out for her the prayer, Elokod Rabbi Meir Aneni, in Hebrew and in English. I gave her the background. She said to me, clenching that paper that I gave to her, she's going to read that every day from the bottom of her heart. Well, month went by, nothing happened. She went to a certain program that they had. It was a convention for people concerned about ecology. It was a 3-day convention. And she, being very concerned about the green, about ecology, about the world, she went. It was on the third evening, just about the time that it's all going to break up and everybody's going home. And she was sitting in a room, a large room with screens. It was sort of an outdoor type of a structure. And she was sipping some coffee with her suitcases by her side. All of a sudden, looking out the window, she sees something that looks to be like her son. And she began to say, what, am I going crazy? I'm losing my mind. I see people walking. I think it's my son. And she began to get upset with herself. But a mama is a mama. A mother is always a mother. She had to try. She ran. He was gone. She was too slow. So she began running with all the strength that she had. And she ran and ran towards the entrance. And there she sees from the back of his head that it is her son. After 10 and a half years, she finally gets to see him. She runs up to him, Doug! She grabs him by the arms. Ma, what are you doing here? She said, what are you doing? I've been waiting to see you all these years. They began to catch up. He said, I gotta go slow. I can't take all this in at once, Ma. You have to let me go slow on it. By the end of a half an hour, they exchanged numbers. He promised to be in touch. The woman did go for her tests, the ones that she asked me to make a mishaberach, the prayer, and they said that she needed to go in for surgery. She went in for surgery. And when she came out of surgery and finally opened her eyes, the first person that she saw was Doug, her son. V'heshiv lev avos al banim, v'lev banim al avosom. May it happen for every family around the world. May all the families be reunited, all the sons and all the daughters be held close by their mothers and fathers.